why don't you guys reveal your age and what instrument you play?
All right, my name is Seth. I'm 23, and I play drums.
My name's Dan. I'm 22, and I play guitar.
I'm Chris. I slap at the bass, and I'm 21.
My name is Mike. I sing and play guitar, and I'm 23. Oh, I'm 24 now. Oh, my birthday was November 22nd.
Oh, just recently passed. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
All right, so Break On Through, quite a name. How did that come to be? How'd you guys decide on Break On Through as the band's name?
Well, a long time ago, we were in a thrift store looking for t-shirts and other cool stuff, and we found a t-shirt with some football player breaking through, the words Break On Through, and we were like, oh, that's the name. We're going to roll with that. So it was kind of funny. It wasn't a typical way of finding a name, but that's how it happened, and we've been rolling with that since then.
Nice. How long have you guys been a band?
We've been playing since October of 2006.
Nice. All right. And maybe could you guys describe to me what your local music scene in Florida is like compared to, like, maybe other places? Like, we know we have a good one here in Brooklyn, and maybe you guys could give us some insight on what it's like over there. Like, are shows all ages, or are there age limits on shows?
All right. Well, I've been playing punk rock since 2004, and we've seen a lot of changes happen in the scene. Towards the beginning, it was really good. There, tons of people would come out, great bands, a lot of good bands, and then it kind of died out, and there wasn't a great scene. It's still kind of hard to get a good show going on. You could even ask some of the bigger guys in the scene, but I don't know, you gotta kind of fight through it, and, you know, we play music because we like to play music, and not because people come out, even though that's a great plus, but, you know, we do it because we love it, and that's kind of how it is.
Well, you gotta think also, keep in mind, we've played Brooklyn twice in the last 3 months. That says a lot about we go to New York, because it's awesome over there.
Yeah, New York's a great place. Good people.
I know it's not the first time you played with Anti-Flag and No Effects, but could you guys maybe describe how you guys landed those shows? And how you guys, and maybe your feelings on what it was like to share a stage with bands like that?
Yeah, dude. It was our first time playing with Anti-Flag, but our second time playing with No Effects. We played with them in 2008, about 2 or 3 years ago, yeah. Same time, too. Really cool to do the Northeast when it's cold out. Way different atmosphere and climate than it is here in Florida. But, so what happened was, I don't know, I'm big into ice hockey, and I kind of ran into Melvin at a show one time down here in South Florida, and kind of just kicked it off, and, you know, kept in touch with the guy, and, you know, became pretty good friends, and, you know, they, invited us on some shows, and we got to play, you know. It was kind of crazy, you know, growing up listening to NoFX, but that's how it kind of happened, and it was an honor to actually share the stage with people who you grew up listening to, especially Anti-Flag, good guys, and Old Man Markley was another great, great band, really talented. All right, that song is kind of about life, you know, just how things happen, and there's a couple of lines in the song that kind of make sense to this day and age, where everyone's on blogs and everyone posts their life experience on the internet, and how it's kind of a joke, things like that. But it's just another day to me, and you gotta kind of move on. But tracking that was really, really fun. Got to work with our drummer, actually. he has a studio, and we worked in there. And
I don't have a studio. You can't don't lie.
Well, you know, we got to work.
I was borrowing a studio, and
yeah, he borrows studios.
Yeah, we tracked four songs, and then we argued about mixing for a while, and talked about production, and kind of sweated over it, and we both agreed on that we liked the direction it was going, and we just kind of went with it, and that's there's four songs really that are in total that we recorded, but Getting Too Old for This was the one that we wanted to bring out and show everybody from those sessions. It was end of last year, beginning of this year, and into summer. Getting Too Old for This was the one that was fast and in your face, and we thought that's what we wanted to represent, was that fast melodic hardcore style, and that's the one we decided to throw out there. So yeah.
Describe what it's like to tour in general, like what are some pros and cons of that?
Dan?
Well, actually, yeah, touring was pretty awesome. You know, it was actually a great experience for me being a musician for over 7 years and it being like one of my first tours, especially hitting it off well with Antitape Flag and NOFLEX and Old Man Markley. It was awesome. You know, it's a great experience, especially to be able to play in front of the big guys, but it's also really nerve-wracking, especially, you know, when you know you got to give it your best and in such a short time, and you know, it's a really different experience, especially, you know, with being with the rest of the band for, you know, a bunch of days. It's a great thing, you know. It's more or less, you know, rather than playing shows, we get to go out and experience different states and, you know, cool places to be in there. You know, it's really exciting too. Really good food everywhere, so
yeah. All I gotta say is that long drives suck. But it's definitely worth it when you're a band full of dudes. That's my quote.
A bunch of dudes in a van, yeah, that's a lot of fun. No, it is fun, but I gotta say, like, we did two tours this, well, sort of like in, like I said, a 3 month span, so to speak. And the first one we booked it ourselves with a friend's band of ours from Miami, and we booked it ourselves and did the whole thing, just kinda went for it. There was no, you know, there was all unsigned bands on the tour, and it was a lot of fun. For the experience, but it was really tough, and you know, it was an eye-opening experience that you know, I'm glad that I experienced there, that we all enjoyed together, and but the second one with Anti-Flag and NOFX, it's like everything runs smoother, things are taken care of for you, you just show up and you set your stuff up, people that are there to help you set your stuff up, and there's no feedback like ever, and the stages are comfortable, there's fans, everything is a, you know, great level, so you can hear everything through the monitors. It's just something that I wish, you know, there's a lot of musicians who don't get that chance to really experience things on a grander scale, and it was a lot of fun. It was really cool.
All right, taking that into account, what would you guys consider some of your favorite places to play?
New York is definitely one of the best places we've played so far. Philadelphia is actually another good place we've played.
I'd have to say one of my favorite places was Boston. That's one of the coolest places ever. They have the greatest bars there. And it's awesome, man. You know, it's rather than, you know, just being able to play, the beer there is really good too. So.
Yeah, actually, in this past October when we played in Boston, we got to go to a bar called McGreevy's, and Dropkick Murphys actually own it. So we got to meet the bass player, and that was really cool, really good experience while sipping on Oktoberfest.
Yeah, definitely.
But besides that, I'm trying to think. What happened on the summer tour? What were some of your favorite places we played?
Oh man.
Man, we had one hell of an experience in
everywhere we played.
Yeah.
in Athens, Georgia, and what's the other place where the
I'm trying to think
the Fuzzlers
of the name.
Live.
They live in Athens.
And okay, there was Athens, but then there was the kid who lived in we played in his grandma's shed, but where was that? That was in Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And then that was pretty crazy. That was the hottest show I ever played in my life. I mean, we're from Florida, but that was sweat central, man. It was insane.
But, yeah, you had to kind of take into account the swinging hatchets and chainsaws that were kind of hanging around from the ceiling.
And his grandma yelling at us the whole time to wrap it up soon.
Yeah.
Even though he told us he put shows on there all the time, she's like, when is this going to be over? He's like, I told you, Grandma, it's going to be over. And then everyone's dancing with his grandma. It was a crazy experience.
Yeah, but props to Josh. Thanks a lot for taking care of us that night.
Yeah, that was cool.
You're a great guy, and couldn't have done it without you.
And hopefully you fixed the hole in your roof.
I actually come from a background of more, you know, heavy stuff and metal, you know, some things on the line of Killswitch Engage and August Burns Red type of stuff. So it's actually a totally different, you know, genre that I'm getting into with these guys. You know, I've been playing for a while, especially with Mike. You know, him and I have been playing since we were in middle school together, and we've always been into the same style of music. But, you know, everyone, you know, kind of listens to different stuff, and it's cool because it, you know, when we're in the room writing stuff together, you know, it gives us a really unique sound from everybody's different musical background. So it's like, you know, it's really cool with that kind of stuff, you know, being able to write different type of punk because of everybody's different style of music.
I've been influenced for punk rock for a while. I like a lot of metal as well. Bands that I've been really into lately, a band called Useless ID, big into them, really good band, check them out. What else? A band called Much the Same, awesome guys, awesome band, sad they don't play anymore. What else?
Oh, we just like that 90s kind of
90s
punk
melody.
Epitaph, Fat Records, bands, you know, the whole Lagwagon. No Use for a Name. Mike's really big into No Use for a Name, and Chris too, and that kind of sound. And then we're all influenced by a couple different things. Like, we all to some degree like a little metal, depends what it is. Some of us are more into death metal than others. And then there's, you know, Chris is kind of into gets into metalcore sometimes, Dan too, and you know, it's that kind of thing. But that's what the band basically is. The sound is like a mixture of some of those metal riffs. Mike's big into Darkest Hour and kind of thrashy stuff. And and then that's where it all comes from. I mean, we all have enjoy different other things that don't really influence this band too much. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it, like Seth said, a lot of our influences kind of just blend in when we write songs, and we kind of leave it at that.
I think, you know, a Wilhelm Scream, too, I gotta say. That's it. Because, like, we were writing something new, and it really reminds me of that and falling around that area.
All right. What do you guys like to do for fun, like, when you're not playing shows?
Well, I'm really big into hockey. I watch it all the time. It's great to see that the Panthers are in second place in the Eastern Conference. It's about time, man. Besides that, I'm big into food, actually. I really like food.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah. When touring, you know, besides getting to play shows and seeing different places, getting to eat different foods around the country, there's one spot that I'll never forget is the first time I had a real Philadelphia cheesesteak.
Yeah, definitely.
Cannot forget that. That was amazing. And every time we travel, we make a stop, and we swing by the Reading Terminal Market to have a Philly cheesesteak together as a band.
Well, we on this last thing, when we played with NOFX and Anti-Flag, we stopped on the way up at one of the most famous Philly cheesesteak places in Philadelphia, Gino's. And it's been there for a long time. Yeah, it's a real famous place. Everyone says go there. It's open 24 hours. We go there, and we had a horrible cheesesteak. I got to be honest. It was just
overpriced,
horrible. Not greasy.
Hey,
it wasn't coming out of the bread.
Hey, but who are you to say that ain't a good cheesesteak? You ain't from Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I know people from Philly don't go there because everyone was a tourist there. So, especially us. They had I don't know. They had People were yelling at each other outside the place. In the Reading Terminal Market, nobody's yelling. Everybody's quietly enjoying their food because it's that good. That's the difference.
Yeah, the place in Reading that we always stop by is called By George. And
go check them out.
It's good stuff. Good stuff. Shout out to you guys.
Hopefully they'll give us an endorsement deal. No, I'm just kidding. Free cheesesteaks on the road. No.
What else do you guys like to do? I mean, tell them, Dan.
You know, when we're out, we like to party. A lot of our fans come out and they give us drinks. They give us liquor. They shoot it up. We always visit this Chinese food store when we're in Brooklyn. It's a great place. They always hook us up really good. But yeah, like you said, we like to eat a lot of food and drink a lot of beer. And when we're not, we're just playing music pretty much. I was gonna say
that Chinese food place is once a year. What are you doing the rest of the?
You know, I mean, but
we don't go to New York all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, like as a person anyway, I'm always into food. You know, I'm always cooking. If I'm not playing guitar, I'll definitely be cooking, or I'm probably playing Xbox or drinking beer.
Chris,
I would have to say the same thing as Dan. I'm always playing Xbox, playing that Battlefield 3. That shit's crazy. Also, I'd like to to add on with what Mikey said with the sports. Can I get a hell yeah for a basketball season starting back up finally?
Hell yeah! Finally.
Damn those corporate fuckers.
All right. And what are some future plans for Break On Through?
We're actually looking to get into the studio. And,
world domination. Sorry, just had to throw it in.
Jump in the studio with a guy named Justin from a band called Fallen From the Sky. We're going to jump in there with him. He's going to go ahead and help us put together some good-ass songs. And I think we're going to be putting out an EP, hopefully, before summer. Follow up with the single and get you guys some new stuff. You know, it's going to be pretty cool because, like I said, we got two new members recently, you know, our drummer Seth and our new guitar player Daniel, and their influences are going to go and help mold the Break On Through sound. So we're kind of excited for that. Actually really excited, you know.
All right. And, you know, there's tons of bands out there, a lot of punk bands. What sets you guys apart from everybody else?
Well, I think that our influences, you know, what who we are and where we come from, and all the things that influence our writing from a personal perspective kind of bleeds out into who the band is. You know, there's a lot of different elements to what we put on, you know, on audio and bring live as well. So
well, I think you'll see that in the new writing. When the new writing happens, or it's already started to happen a little bit, but we played a new song on the tour, but on the Anti-Flag No Effects tour, but we have a new song that we just wrote a couple weeks ago, and already it's kind of shining through. One of the things is, as a drummer, I also play like a lot of other kind of music. I play jazz and stuff like that. I did it in school, in college, and that kind of thing, and a lot of different polyrhythmic kind of stuff, and a lot of different influences from some of the stuff that's going on in metal right now, maybe find a way to incorporate those in our melodic hardcore experience, and that's the kind of you're just gonna hear more. Before it was there were other members in the band, so Dan and myself didn't have a lot of influence on the old writing, but in the new stuff you're gonna see it's gonna be that similar sound. But it's still familiar, but it's going to be with our own personal perspective on it. Dan can add a lot more shredding to it because he comes from a background of a lot more, you know, a lot more like neoclassical shred guitar.
We call him Shredder.
Yeah, we do. Straight up.
Irokosaki.
and there'll be a lot more a lot more stuff that's in your face, I should say. I think it'll just be a lot more energetic and in your face in general.
Yeah, we have definitely have a pumped up sound. Our new stuff that's coming out has a lot of really good melodies, especially because, you know, we all of the different types of music that we listen to, not only in, you know, jazz and metal and all those other types of music, but, you know, nonetheless, they're all based off of really good harmonies that influence a lot. And we find a way to incorporate that together in punk rock, and you know, it comes together as a really good sound. And
yeah, I mean, big word here is for me is, and Chris is maturity. The songs, they've got, the structure is there now. The melodies are kind of there, depending on your tastes. Hopefully they're good tastes and they're tastes of mine. But yeah, I mean, and you know, just being tight as a band, I think we've all found we're all connecting well on each other's levels. So it's coming out exciting, and it's really happy to be in the same room with these guys.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
All right. And how would you guys describe, what is music to you? What's your definition of music?
Well, I'm no scholar, and you just put me on a huge stage in front of like thousands of people to answer this question. That's kind of hard. I mean, I don't know. What is music? Music takes your emotions and brings them out.
Music makes you lose control.
Yeah, you know. So, you know, it makes you happy. It makes you sad. I think it really pulls out what's inside of you, and takes you to different places. You know.
Dan, I guess you know, music is a lot to all of us. You know, it means pretty much anything, you know, all of our experiences in life in a different way, pretty much. You know, it's a different form of all of us. It's a different form of perception to seeing things. And it's just, you know, it could be anything from a physical thing to a spiritual thing, depending on the person. So, but, you know, music nonetheless has helped me, and I'm sure a lot of people, in so many positive ways in life, and not only that, but just for plain old entertainment too. So it could pretty much be anything to anybody. I think so.
All right. It's been great talking with you guys, and before we wrap things up, any last mentions?
Check us out on the internet.
On Facebook?
Yeah, we're going to have a new website coming up real soon where that should be the focal point of all the Break On Through happenings. But right now, check us out on www.facebook.com/breakonthrough954. And you can also follow us on YouTube with a lot of cool videos that we're going to be posting from the studio on youtube.com/breakonthroughfl. Besides that, I don't know, man. Forget about it.
Yay! Yay!